Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the Wrestling Podcast post show. So this is for the added conversations that we just didn't have time for on the live stream. So we're still recording this on Leap Day, February 29. But yeah, like we said, sobrang dami kailangan pag-usapan because of AEW Revolution over the weekend that we had to relegate some stuff to the post show. It's Stancy, Romoran, and Emil Nate for this episode, and we're going to start with the main roster in WWE because there was a video that was circulating on Twitter this week where I believe it was a live event, and then meron mga fans who were hating on Maxine Dupri. Like, they were booing her hard after she, well, based on her body language, it looked like she lost a match, and they were booing her and calling her names and all of that stuff. I'm assuming yung hate is because she went straight to the main roster, didn't spend a whole lot of time on NXT, and, you know, is learning wrestling as she goes along. But sa totoo lang, nung nakita ko yung video, yung una kong naisip is that video from the NBA this past week where Kevin Durant came out. I believe the Phoenix Suns were in Dallas, and then there was somebody in the crowd who was like, "Bitch!" So si KD, pumalag siya, di ba? Sabi niya, what did you say? And then sinabi, "Ah, hindi, wala." Tumiklop yung ano, yung tao. Sabi ng asawa niya. Sabi ng asawa niya, I host a podcast about sports. That's supposed to stop KD from coming at you. And like, Kevin Durant is one of the pettiest athletes in the world, di ba? So Maxine Dupri is not on that level of pettiness. That being said, I think both instances should paint a picture that just because you paid a ticket doesn't mean you have the right to like say all of these hurtful and mean things to these people just because you're within earshot of them.
No, you have the right, sure. Pero walang iyakan pag pumalag sila, di ba?
Exactly. Or
walang iyakan pag pumalag yung ibang wrestlers saka ibang fans and kinall out ka on the internet, di ba? Kasi, you know, freedom of speech, sure. Doesn't mean freedom from consequences. To contextualize this further, let's be honest here. Maxine is inexperienced, and it does show doon sa mga matches niya on TV, on Raw. It's blown up a little more because it's Raw. And in the time of Triple H, and when you have a lot of these elite wrestlers going around, to have someone as inexperienced as Maxine, it might as well be the early to mid-2000s of the Divas, diba? Nung time na yun. And that's kind of what it feels like. And when you're expecting a decent baseline of skill and experience, talagang Maxine will stand out. And it's not her fault either. You know, she came to wrestling as a non-wrestler.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader.
She was a cheerleader. Exactly. So she literally is learning on the trade as she goes along. And for a lot of the people sa NXT ngayon, natulungan sila kasi they spent a lot of good time down there being trained at the Performance Center. Meanwhile, so Maxine was plucked out from NXT as someone to valet Max Dupri, LA Knight, diba? And talaga nawala siya doon sa process na yun. That's why she has to catch up now and why she was paired with Chad Gable to begin with. Because she, you know, if you're going to learn pro wrestling, there's no, there's very few better people to learn it from than someone like Gable, right? Mm. And the people he runs with. So, yun talaga yun eh. And the thing is, fans think they can talk shit, diba? And not get hit. I'm sure the fan who was saying all that stuff felt safe in doing so because there was a barricade and there was security between himself and Maxine and I don't know whoever else. Buti nga wala din sina Chad Gable, diba? Or sina Tozawa, diba? Para, as if, although hindi naman siya gugulpihin, I'm sure, because they got rules against that. But it really fucking sucks. Like, first of all, this is a live event and Maxine wasn't your main event. It wasn't even like the biggest show. It's not like she was main eventing WrestleMania night two. to get mad at, yeah, I understand that you spent money. Tapos you want that money to go far when you're being entertained. You want the best possible people to put on a show for you. And gusto mo perfect that ng experience mo, yung buong show. But if you come to a wrestling show expecting that, even at the highest level of the industry, gago ka ba? Gago ka ba? Because the hardcore fans know that everyone performing at a wrestling show is trying to improve their skill and practicing their skill, their craft. They're applying their trade. And the reason why a lot of people here in the Philippines, not just wrestling fans, but a lot of Pinoys don't take the local scene seriously is because they think that we don't have the right to put on shows and charge people money to put on shows, diba? Kasi ano dapat tayo eh? WWE level dapat tayo natin, diba? But the reality is we're learning out there because if we're not WWE, we have to start somewhere, you know? Okay. This is an existing ongoing process of learning and improving, and you don't do that behind closed doors. You don't do that in it's not like other sports where you can do that in practice. You know, we're not talking about practice, right? So talagang,
it's not even like other industries now. You get to become a better writer by practicing by yourself. Right? Or, like, wrestling is an industry that requires you to perform in front of people.
And a lot of people don't understand that. People here in the Philippines don't understand that. The reason why we have small audiences is because these audiences are made up of people who understand that, you know, we have to get our reps performing on these legit shows. Hindi pwedeng sa training lang. And if you're the kind of fan who would boo a person just trying doing their best, learning out there, and maybe you're not a real wrestling fan, or you're not really a good wrestling fan. So it's totally unfair for someone to do that. It wasn't Maxine Dupree's fault na binuk siya sa main roster. She's doing her job. She's making money like the rest of us, right? So why do you have to be a dick to her? Like, yeah, you can boo whoever you want to boo if you don't like what they're doing out there. Pero lugar naman natin.
Let's bring it to practical terms, no? So people can understand it better. Because if their issue is with Maxine being inexperienced and saying yes to a main roster contract, pag ikaw, fresh grad ka, binigyan ka ng multi-million dollar contract at the biggest company in the world pero 0 years of experience ka, tatanggihan mo ba yun? Gago ka ba? Diba lahat naman tayo gusto umahon sa kahirapan
Tsaka yung kumpanya sinabi na sa'yo, pwede kang mag on the job training. Pwede kang
bayad
matuto. Bayad ka pa. It's okay for you to learn on the job. As long as you do the job and you have a mindset of improving. Okay lang, babayaran ka pa rin namin. That's what she did here. That's what she's doing. And it's not fair. Some people will say that I'm asking you to give her a pass. And yes, I'm asking you to give her a pass because she's not a Becky Lynch or a Rhea Ripley here. She's literally trying her best to make her way in an industry that she didn't, you know, break into until recently. So you do have to grade on a curve, not just for her, but for all of us here then as well. If you want to, if you want, you know, the best possible product, you have to be willing to accept people at their level one, diba? You know, at their early levels, right? So I feel for Maxine because it's a plight that we all share here as inexperienced wrestlers here in the local scene, and it's just not fair. Tapos pag binalikan ka ng mga wrestlers, saka ng mga ibang fans, iiyak ka kasi ano.
Yeah.
Okay, so di mo pala kayang ano, 'di ba? Di mo pala kayang tanggapin yung criticism or whatever. I mean, we're only, you know, it's the energy you deserve as well, because you do have to understand. You do have to approach this situation with understanding.
This is something I've been also seeing a lot on the internet. The argument that people are making, they're getting paid thousands and millions of dollars. So if they're not performing well, then parang deserve silang ibu, which I think is ridiculous. That's a very ridiculous counterpoint to that. Because they are improving. They are trying their best out there. And part of maturing as a fan for me was realizing that every wrestler, everyone deserves respect. Everyone in there is trying their best. Everyone in there is sacrificing time, sacrificing their bodies to be good at this wrestling thing. And everyone, and Maxine doesn't deserve that treatment from anyone. Doesn't deserve those harsh words. No one does, you know. And that includes here in the local scene. You know, just because you're a fan doesn't mean you can talk shit, you know?
I mean, you have so much time to devote all of this energy to booing people, pero wala kang time to boo the people who should actually be serving the public or protecting the people, diba?
Exactly.
Clearly, your priorities are in the wrong place and you should touch grass.
Yep. No, here's the thing. If they're not, you know, it's okay to have a bad night, but, you know, if they're really not improving, if they're not putting in the work, which Maxine Dupri is putting in the work, just because she has an off night doesn't mean she's not. But it's kita naman eh. Kita mo naman sa, if you watch week to week, diba? But if they don't put in the work to get better, that's when you should boo them, diba? I know a lot of people who do deserve to get booed, but you know, some people still cheer for them. So ano yun, diba?
Yeah.
All right. Are we good with the Maxine Dupri hate?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Got it off my chest.
I hope Maxine's in a better place, mentally and emotionally.
I think okay naman siya kasi parang, I don't know, I haven't seen something from her. All I've seen is other people defending her, especially like Becky Lynch. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yun, I hope that doesn't bring her down too much.
Yeah.
Hi guys. We are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly. This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop. 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 Eavesdrop.
Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
All right, on to NXT here. This past week, Sean Spears made his NXT return by attacking Ridge Holland. So he brought in his chairman gimmick because he used a chair. And he attacked Ridge Holland with it. But he didn't use the word chairman. However, he has been called Sean Spears. And throughout his entire run in WWE, he was called Ty Dillinger. And then it's the first time that Sean Spears na ulit yung tawag sa kanya. And to me, this is very different in the sense na this is a guy who clearly wants you to acknowledge yung run niya in AEW. Kasi di siya tulad ni Lexus King, di ba? Na, you know, he was completely remade in WWE's image and likeness. Na, okay, none of the Brian.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pillman Jr. stuff. It's a very odd and unusual return. Not that I'm against it. It's just, you know, it was unusual. Plus the fact now we were all speculating it was anyone but Sean Spears.
Yeah, nobody had Sean Spears on their bingo card. Diba?
So what do you think about the presentation, the return, the surprise of it all?
Diba, yeah. Ano? Like, if I'm not mistaken, he had another name before Ty Dillinger. What was that?
Gavin Spears.
Gavin Spears.
Okay. Akala ko Sean Spears din. Gavin pala. So, okay. It's really Gavin. Different. It's really his AEW name.
He was also Stan, the backstage guy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, this was out of nowhere. No, this was in the middle of NXT. This wasn't even at the main segment or the last segment of NXT. This was at the break of the first hour. Rich Allen just went out there, cut a promo, and then suddenly Sean Spears came out and attacked him with a chair. That's it. You know, no promos, no anything. I think it's fine. I mean, he's a name synonymous to NXT. He's someone who is respected in the business. Probably he's gonna stay in NXT in this current run. I think he's gonna transition eventually to being one of the trainers there as a PC. So it's a good gig for him. You know, he gets to stay in Florida. I think doon na din sila nakatira ni Cassidy, which is Peyton Royce, for those who doesn't know. So yeah, this was a very welcome addition to NXT, honestly.
That's actually a good point you bring up, because I was, you know, while you were answering, I was trying to think. I mean, end game, Nadita. I don't want to hate Sean Spears. I think that he's pretty good. A lot of people speak highly of him in the business, so there's no reason for it to hate him. It's just that he never really allowed himself, or he never really fought for himself in AEW. I feel hinayaan lang niya sarili na maging one of the guys that, you know, ended up becoming kind of a joke in AEW. I had high hopes for him because his momentum of being Ty Dillinger was not, you know, not bad. So I thought that they were going to treat him better, and then they did not. He was just busy, or he was really happy just putting a lot of other people over. So that kind of leaves you in a unenviable spot of, you know, being the guy that's just there, you know, forever sa AEW, and he was okay with that, and that's nothing wrong, because as long as you're getting paid, that's fine. But it also does leave you not a big star, you know. So I don't know what he wants to accomplish here, if he just wants to be a person that's just here than an NXT is what. I don't know. He wants to be a big star. I mean, he wants to be a big name in NXT, but it just doesn't lend itself that kind of credit, that, you know, that credence. So I don't know. I don't know what to feel. It's not mind blowing. Because nobody is like, oh my god, it's Sean Spears. It's Sean Spears. It is literally the it's Christian moment of this decade. Diba? So it's tough to feel anything for Sean Spears, as much as I don't want to say that.
I don't know. I was excited. I was like, oi, puta, Sean Spears. You know?
Yeah, but it's Sean Spears. It's Sean Spears. I don't know. And then they just did that, and then the crowd didn't really react that much.
Yeah.
Didn't they, though? I mean, I felt know. It was a pop.
I don't know. I mean, me hoopla a little bit, but it's at the end of the day, it's still just Sean Spears. I don't know what he wants to do here.
I mean, there's a reason that they put that in the
middle of the show.
Yeah, middle of the show, not in the not on the
Let's zoom out here. Sean Spears in NXT, Tama Tonga possibly being in NXT. These are guys in their 40s. May konting pangalan, but you know, they're in their 40s. And it's very unusual given the direction NXT has taken since the reboot, diba, in 2021.
At least Tama Tonga, I know that he's had single success in the past year, diba? So that's totally fine. I know that he's playing for himself. Because Sean Spears, I never got the sense that he was playing for himself. He was just playing for the money, and that's it. And he's happy being the journeyman guy on the team. So it's weird that you suddenly transpose that and kind of position him in a way that he seems like he could be a big name, you know? But to me, it's just not there. I don't know. I don't know who the NBA equivalent of this is.
Hindi ko rin alam. Yeah. Like an older guy who showed up and wala akong maisip.
A Jamal Crawford.
No, not really. All right, let's move on to NXT Roadblock. That's happening next week. Special episode of NXT. They've got 4 announced matches. Let's run through them and give you our predictions. Starting off with the Women's Tag Team Championship. So Lyra Valkyria made some calls and she was able to make it happen such that the Kabuki Warriors would stop by NXT to defend their championships against Lyra Valkyria and her biggest fan, Tatum Paxley.
This is where Tatum Paxley turns, I think. Why else, diba? Why else are you doing the number one fan thing? Diba, for the number one fan to turn?
Yeah.
Have I been Mickey James pilled too much?
I mean, it is the Mickey James story minus the HLA.
Yeah, yeah. No, implied HLA na lang siya. Hindi na siya overt HLA. So, yeah. They so lose.
Si Emil na kasi umangot siya. He probably doesn't know what HLA is.
No, I'm thinking about something else. Proceed muna.
Yeah, so they lose, then somebody turns, and then they make the match for Stand and Deliver.
I'm thinking, on the other hand, Roxanne is going to come in and turn heel.
But she's already heel.
Di pa.
I don't know, she kind of is.
Nagpapakablatinela na rin siya.
Oh, she's just
to fully turn heel.
I don't know what else.
No, because she never attacked Lyra after the
match. She's throwing tantrums backstage though.
That's to fully cement. Like,
do you want her to kick like an animal or something?
No, to fully cement the heel.
You want her to attack a face is what you're saying.
Yes, the champion. Attack the champion. Oh, okay. So to fully cement that. And then, kasi di ko ma-picture yung Lyra versus Tatum at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, so, Tatum's not a big star for this, pero what do they do? They just lose clean? What?
No, yeah, interfere. Roxanne. Si Roxanne nag-interfere.
Ah, okay.
Tapos then, set up the Stand and Deliver main event. Okay. Stand and Deliver match right there. So,
hindi pa ganun ka sudden yung turn ni Tatum Paxley kasi maybe Lyra will be sympathetic kasi in-attack ni Roxanne si Tatum when hasn't been doing anything. But so, Tatum's been a good girl. Ginawa niya yung hiningi ni Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, moving on. NXT Tag Team Championships. It's the Wolf Dogs versus Chase Yu.
The Wolf Dogs have been so great. It sucks that they're breaking up. It implied to be breaking up kasi parang it's implied that Baron Corbin is staying in NXT, which is sad because they found something for him and Bron Breakker. Like, I don't know if they do the whole singles run for Bron Breakker on SmackDown. I think babalik tayo dun sa it's a problem niya from the original run. So it kind of sucks. So I do feel that Chase U is winning this unless they're stretching it all the way to Stand and Deliver, which I don't think they can wait that long. I don't know.
Right. I think this title run will extend until Stand and Deliver.
Okay.
And then have Braun just fully be integrated into SmackDown post Mania.
So asan si Corbin? Dun pa lang sa NXT.
Yeah, like,
that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know, but it is what it is. You know, so Breakker and Corbin for the win, and then the Good Brothers will challenge them at Stand and Deliver.
All right. Next, we have an asylum match between Joe Gacy and Dijak.
I love this rivalry. So Joe Gacy is getting over for me. Like after nung previous Avengers Day, since that crazy street fight, and this guy's just insane, si Joe Gacy. And lumabas siya nung last week, nung this week's episode of NXT. That was so much fun. What's an asylum match though?
Probably it's a hardcore match. Hardcore match somewhere. baka cinematic, I don't know.
I think Joe Gacy gets his win back.
Yeah, I agree. They've been building up the Joe Gacy character and the win here by having Dijak beat the fuck out of him every week. to the point that there was a lawyer involved.
So lawyer mo para legal.
Lawyer naman si Luha Crucifino. So I do want to see Joe Gacy win here. I think they finally found the thing for him. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's finish things off with the number one contenders match for the NXT Championship: Tony D versus Melo.
Let's have this one for Renz because he was busy spamming the chat with Tony D love. What? Panalo si Tony D dito. Pumunta siyang stand and deliver. So I'm just fine. Temporary, it's a way for them to make sense of the stand and deliver main event. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing here left is how Trick is gonna get involved in that main event. I don't know. Or do we go a different way and then, you know, Trick costs Melo the match so that they can have their rubber match and stand and deliver? That was the main event, boy. It's fucking Killian versus Tony.
Yeah, come on, no. Sobrang sayang ng year ni Ilya if the biggest show of the year is Tony D'Angelo. Like, a comedy shit about character. The Don? He's a comedy character. As much as
though.
Yeah, pero really, against Ilya was a serious character. But,
speaking of Ilya, I don't know if you guys noticed, but he has become a lot more cartoonish since becoming a main eventer in NXT. I don't know.
Yeah.
Parang napapansin ko, okay, this guy has been a little too over the top now in the way he acts out as a character.
No, I think it's happened since he moved to the US.
Ayun nga, di ba? Kasi he had to adapt, di ba? Mm. To 2.0.
Yeah.
So
I still think the three-way is the way to go here for Stand and Deliver. Have Melo, Trick, and Ilya. Rather than Ilya versus Tony D'Angelo. I'm sorry. No offense to Tony D.
Hindi, papawakan na ni Tony D.
Lagot ka kay Renz.
Papaligpit ka nila. You'll sleep with the fishes, Emil.
I'm sorry. No offense. But yeah, Melo and then Trick will integrate himself.
Okay. Alright. So those are our predictions for NXT Roadblock. Pag si Emil hindi niyo narinig next week, it is not because he is finishing his story. It is because his story has been finished by Tony D'Angelo.
No, I will not be here next week. I told you guys earlier.
Papaligpit ka na nga nito. All right, that's it for the Wrestling Podcast post show. If you want to get your reactions and comments in, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. On behalf of Emil Nate and Romoran, my name is Stan C. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and all the other producers over at the Pod Network. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.